What's going on with Pink, Lex?
Oh, yeah. So yesterday, the Billboard Music Awards announced that later this month, she will receive the Icon Award, she being Pink.
Yeah.
The youngest person selected for the honor. Now, we've talked a lot about the word icon on this show.
Yeah.
Do you think she's the 10th person to receive this award? She is worthy of an Icon Award.
Who are the others again? I only know three.
Oh, well, so Prince, so others, Celine, Dion. Yeah, previous honorees, Janet Jackson, Prince, Garth Brooks, Celine Dion, and Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Is Pink in that category?
I mean, she's been around for 25?
Mid-90s, yeah.
Mid-90s, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Why did I sound like a...
Yeah, yeah. Like a peacock.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, legend, yeah. No.
Right, right.
She's iconic. It's Pink. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would say yes.
I agree. There's been some pushback, though, of course, on Twitter. But Pink has been around since the mid-90s. She always has a hit playing on the radio.
Run those names out.
So the other honorees, Janet Jackson, Prince, right. Garth Brooks, Celine Dion, Stevie Wonder.
So we're going to put Pink on the same level as Prince and Stevie. About that.
Okay, that's a good point.
Neil Diamond also looks Cher.
Right, okay.
Mariah Carey.
I have a problem with the whole concept.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Neil Diamond, Come on. Stevie Wonder,
you have Prince.
Prince
and Stevie, and then you have everybody else in my
Neil mind. Diamond.
Neil Diamond's a part of everybody else. I love him, but he's not.
What about Cher?
Cher is iconic.
Same with Cher. Take a seat on that side, Cher, with everybody else.
Really?
I like
what?
Her. I like Neil Diamond. Jesus, I like all those artists, but
what?
We're talking Prince and Stevie.
What
come
about
on.
Celine Dion?
No.
She's out of my...
She's over with the gays. She's at the kids' table with the rest of them.
Oh, no. She has one of the best voices ever of all time.
We're talking Prince and Stevie. Come on. Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, Stevie. Yeah. I mean, but still.
We could debate hours. Jason, come on, say it.
Celine Dion has me gobsmacked.
You look like you've seen a ghost, Jason.
Celine and Cher are absolutely icons.
Oh,
are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I think Madonna should be on this list.
Jason, you got to speak.
Me too.
Buddy. Say something.
I am gobsmacked.
Are we breaking up, Jason?
This could be the end of our relationship.
Stevie,
Cher?
I'm talking Stevie Wonder.
I know. I get it, but Cher is the only artist. Cher is an artist to have a number one hit in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s.
And today.
KS95. No, but she...
yep.
oh, God, I can't even breathe. She is absolutely an icon. Because not only... And I'm not arguing with you. Now, I am backtracking on the Pink thing, because when you put her up against Stevie and Prince, but my goodness, I mean, even Prince, I mean, he emerged, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, when Cher was going through her third reinvention.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also have to remember, too, they're picking this person based on outstanding artists who have achieved excellence on the Billboard charts.
Yes.
And have made an indelible mark on music itself. So yes. They're looking at number one records.
Oh,
and
then
on that basis, of course. Yeah, on that basis.
Yeah.
Yep. And they list the songs also on this. So, I mean, Garth Brooks has so many.
Oh,
I mean, more
yeah.
than anybody else. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lex, you have thank you for recalibrating that, because you're right. That's a whole other criteria. I mean, because if we're just talking if we're just thinking ethereal, legends, Kenny is right. I mean, there are people in the clouds that you can't touch. Prince, I would argue, is one of them, and Stevie, absolutely. But if we're talking charting,
facts,
yeah.
Then.
Facts aren't any fun.
I know, Kenny.
Your facts.
That's so Kenny.
On Earth 2 and 3, they don't matter. On Earth 1, they matter.